For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. A couple of local stories here. Peer TF Riggs High School head football coach Steve Steele was named yesterday to participate in an inaugural NFL Coaching Academy. Steele, who has led Peer to seven consecutive Class 11 2A championships, was one of 25 coaches selected from around the world in a group that included more than 1,500 applicants. The program is hosted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which will hold the academy during their rookie minicamp in May. It is designed to provide an opportunity for coaches seeking their initial entry into the NFL. South Dakota will be getting another hockey team, the North American Hockey League announced. The Watertown Shamrocks will join the Aberdeen Wings in the Central Division as the only two teams in the Mount Rushmore State. The Shamrocks will begin play during the 2024-25 season and will call the new Prairie Lakes Ice Arena home. The NAHL is considered one of the top junior hockey leagues in the United States and will begin its 50th season this fall. Other area cities with teams include Austin, Minnesota, Bismarck, North Dakota, Mason City, Iowa, Minot, North Dakota, and St. Cloud, Minnesota. While the Minnesota Twins and 27 other Major League Baseball clubs await the league-wide opening day on March 28th, two teams got their regular season started early. At 5 a.m. Central today, the San Diego Padres and Los Angeles Dodgers met in Seoul, South Korea, for the first of a two-game series. The Korea series is the first installment of the 2024 MLB World Tour that will also see regular season games in Mexico City and London. The Dodgers prevailed 5-2, debuting an improved team that saw over $1 billion committed to free agents this past offseason. Los Angeles was trailing 2-1 entering the eighth inning, but took the lead on a ground ball that went through the webbing of Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth's glove. Former MVPs Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani followed with back-to-back RBI singles to put the game out of reach. San Diego looked like they were still in spring training mode, using eight different pitchers in the 5-2 defeat. They'll play the Dodgers again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Central before both teams return to the States to prepare for the league-wide start to the season next Thursday. Joe Musgrove will be the starting pitcher for San Diego, and Japanese superstar Yoshinobu Yamamoto will make his major league debut for the Dodgers after signing a 12-year, $325 million contract in December. Tune in tonight to Tiger Talk at 7 o'clock on Star 99, and that's all the time we've got. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com. I'm William Haynes.